Well, good morning, people of God. How are you this morning? Me too. Isn't that good to hear? It's good to hear that. I'd like us to do something this morning that I did it one other time. And what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to stand up. I made you do that once or twice, haven't I? Now, what I'd like, as you're able, now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go find someone you don't know and introduce yourself to them. And say, hi, good morning, glad you're here. What's that? All right. I feel like I let something out of the bag. It's really important that I know you don't know what you're supposed to do now, right? I tell you what, let's stand because we're going to be going to our confession of forgiveness. But one of the things that's very important is that we welcome each other. Whether we know each other or not, we need to welcome each other, to know each other. Because that's something we all need to be, is known. Because when we're known, we're valued. We begin today at the baptismal font, this place right here. We begin by remembering who we are and to whom we belong. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Let us take a few moments for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ. Amen. We sing our opening hymn. Thank you. Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We sing. Glory be God in heaven, peace good will. Let us pray. O God, on this day you revealed your Son to the nations by leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. The first reading is from Isaiah 60, 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and the thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord, the word of the Lord. The psalm today is from 72, 1 through 7, 10 through 14. Please read responsively. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May all kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy. The second reading is from Ephesians 3, 1 through 12. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. As I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, with the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. Hey, Maisie. Hey. Come on up. Hey, Iris. Morning, Natalie. Hi. Well, welcome up. Good morning. It's morning, and even though it's a little cloudy, it's pretty bright outside, right? We can see our way around, right? Well, you know, I was kind of thinking, on Friday night, I came to work for a while, and there was no one else in the building, and so I left most of the lights off, right? Because I thought, I don't need the lights on everywhere in this whole building. I just need to see right here in my own office, and that was going to be plenty, right? Until I wanted to go to the big office, and I needed to get some copies from the copy machine. Well, guess what? I started walking out of my office, and that was okay. I could kind of see. There was an exit light, and so there was a little bit of light. And then I came out into the narthex, and the tree was still on, that tree out in the hallway there. And it was all bright and white, and so I could see going through the narthex. And then I went around the corner to go down to the office wing, and guess what happened? I hit the door. Not hard. I was okay, but I hit the door because you know why? No lights at all. There was no light in that hallway at all. I couldn't see a single thing. I couldn't see the door handle. And so I reached out and there was just wall. And I finally found it and I switched the light on and I got to the office and I was good. I found my copies and I went back to my office and I turned the lights off behind me again and I kept going. Well, the wise men kind of had the same trouble. Who have heard about the wise men? Raise your hand. Let me know. Have you heard about those wise men before? Well, we heard about them in our story today. Those wise men, they needed to go find Jesus. He had just been born. They had been told, we have to go find Jesus, and we have to bring him some gifts. And guess what? They didn't know where they were going. And they didn't have a bright lit Christmas tree out in the hallway. And they didn't have, I brought one along. Uh-oh, I lost it. Where did it go? There it is. They didn't have one of these, a flashlight, although I'm going to have to tell Tom maybe he needs some new batteries in this one. But they didn't have these things to help them get to where they were going. What did they have? Do you remember? If Ian would like to answer questions, Ian will need to come and join us up here in the front. Does anybody up here know? What did they have, Maisie?
A candle.
Did they have a candle to light their way? Maybe. I bet they did have some candles. What else do we know about those wise men? They followed what? Because they didn't travel just in the same building. And they didn't just travel like maybe from North Menominee to South Menominee. Where did they have to go? Countries. Like really, really far ways. What else did they have to guide them to find that little barn in the middle of Bethlehem?
So this light came up and then it showed them. It was in the sky and then it showed them its way.
That's right. They had a star. A star just for them that showed them how to get to Jesus. That's pretty cool. Do you have your own star? Say yes. Do you have your own star, Maisie? Yeah. Iris, do you have it? Say yes. Just do it. Go with it. Natalie, how about you? Do you have your own star? Good answer, Natalie. We do. We all have our own star too. His name is Jesus. Jesus lights our way every day. He gets us through tough times. He gets us through happy times. And that light keeps us from getting too dark. Because sometimes, especially now, right? Like it's all cloudy. And then by about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, it's going to be dark out already. And we could just go, it's so dark. All of our lives are dark. But are they really? Do we have a star to guide us and keep us lit?
And also through school.
Yes, through school, through life, through home, everywhere, right? Yes, Jesus is that light. He keeps light in our life no matter what, even in the middle of January. Even in the middle of January. Well, thank you guys for coming up and joining me. You want to carry that for me? Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Would you please pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we are grateful this day. Grateful that your light shines in the darkness. Grateful for your word that helps us to see and to know you. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Suppose you're wondering what I'm doing back here. Somebody asked me, what are you doing back there? Well, it's the only place I got light. We're down to one light up there in that. I know. The thing is, that's kind of serendipitous, though, because this is the darkest time of the year. We're slowly coming out of that dark time. You know, the days are getting longer, I'm told. The sun is up a little bit longer each day. But this is also what is known as kind of the dark season. And oftentimes it becomes a season which is a challenge for us. The darkness has an effect on us. People call it a seasonal effect on us. Today in our text, today is the day of Epiphany. Epiphany means a word which means to reveal, to open up, to show what we need. In order to do that, is that we need light. Light to shine in the darkness. Now, let me ask you this. How many have been in just pure, what you would you call pure darkness? Okay? Then, how many have then like lit a match or had a little flashlight and turned on in that darkness? How many have done that? Okay. What did you discover, even with a match or a small flashlight in the darkness? I'm asking the question. What? Light overcomes the darkness. It doesn't take a whole lot of light in order to reveal things. Today in our lesson, the scripture tells us about the light that shines in us, that Josie talked about, Jesus. Helps us to know something about this light and about why Jesus came or who did Jesus come for. Who did Jesus come for? Who is he? Who is he revealed to? Well, the answer is everyone, period. Everyone, that's right. Jesus came for everyone. And that answer doesn't seem right to a lot of folks. How can God come to everyone? Surely not everyone. I know so-and-so down the block and, nah. There's a story about some twins, a set of twins that might help explain this a little bit. Seems that these twins, they decided to recreate their own Christmas story. So they put some sheets out around them, and they had a little baby buggy, whatever, and they took their cat and wrapped the cat in cloth to put in there. And you probably know where this is going already, because the cat was not excited at all about what was happening to him. And the cat jumped out and ran away. Now these twins, they raced through the house trying to find the cat, shouting, "Jesus, get back in the cradle! Jesus, get back in the cradle." For many, this season of Epiphany seems like another time to yell, Jesus, get back in your cradle. As we see in the scriptures, the toughness and radical nature of our gospel story. The good news, which came in the form of a baby at Christmas, becomes a prod and a challenge to us during this time of Epiphany, as Jesus is revealed in all his uniqueness. Now, the striking example of this truly radical nature of this baby is revealed in the story that we just heard a bit ago, the three wise men, the three magi, who came to worship him. Notice that they were not Jews. They came from the east. Tradition says the three... Anybody know what names any of the wise men have? I bet you if I say them right now. What? You don't know? Caspar? Belshazzar? And Melchior. Anybody heard those names before? In stories and stuff like that? You've heard them. Okay. Of course, we don't know what their names were. But that's just what legend has, that we put names on things. But we do know that each probably came from a different nationality, different part of the world. And maybe the importance of this is its symbolic significance here. That maybe one was white, another was black-skinned, another was brown-skinned. These wise men came to symbolize for the church and for the ministry of Jesus this radical call of God for every person, regardless of skin color, nationality, class. You can put your own thing in there. And the gifts they brought even spoke louder of this radical nature. Gold. Gold for a king. That's what it was for. And Jesus would be God's king, God's ruler over the earth. Frankincense was the gift for a priest. Jesus would be a new type of priest for God's people. And one of the meanings of the word priest is the one who is a bridge builder. So think about that. Jesus is God's bridge builder between us, God's children and himself. Now finally, myrrh, the spice, used to embalm the dead. This was a symbol of the sacrifice, the atonement which Jesus made on our behalf before God. Myrrh was a symbol that Jesus was to be a suffering servant, the one who would die for the sins of another, so all could have life. This gospel message, which begins to be revealed on this day of Epiphany, it shocks us, it stops us, makes us shake our heads in amazement and surprise. For how can we understand one who would build bridges, forgive sins, and give himself just for us? Gretchen looked up at her visitor. She was still half asleep, probably due to all the pain medication her nurses had administered. Finally, clearing her eyes, she recognized the person. Oh, Pastor, I didn't realize it was you. Sorry. That's okay, Gretchen, he said. I understand you've been quite sick today. I came as soon as your daughter called. What's bothering you? My whole body is bothering me, that's what. But the body isn't the worst part, Pastor. It's my soul that has me worried. All this talk of dying really scares me. I haven't been able to sleep very well the past few nights. I just lay awake like I'm watching a replay of my whole life as it passes before my eyes. And you know what, Pastor? I don't like what I see. I could have done a lot better with my life. I've been a religious person. I've been pretty regular at church and all, but I don't know. Something is just not right. I don't have any peace about it at all. Actually, I think I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid to meet God. What will God think about a person like me? Does God's love include me? Am I included in God's plans? The Epiphany answer to the question, am I included in God's plans, is a resounding yes. Yes. Epiphany shows that Jesus came for all people, no matter what. The light of Epiphany is shining in our lives now. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and our life everlasting. Amen. Dwelling in the presence of God with us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all in any need. Drawn into the light of God, we pray for the proclamation of the grace of Jesus Christ. Give us courage and boldness to go forth into the world to tell the good news of what God has done. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the glory of creation, we pray for the earth. Sustain every living thing with the resources, clean water, and sustainable harvests. Help us to steward all that you have provided. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the brightness of God's presence, we pray for the nations of the world. Reveal your compassion and peace for the sake of all who live in the shadow of oppression, violence, and fear. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the light of healing mercy, we pray for all who wait for healing and relief of suffering. We name before you Lisa, Kelly, Sue, Gary, Don, Ann, Kathy, Marv, Gordy and Carolyn, Lexan, Christy, Mikkel, Sean, Ann, Libby, Owen, Leo, Sam. We pray for the family of Gordon Straw. And those that we name in our hearts. Give us hope in the promise of new life, where pain and suffering will be no more. Hear us, O God. Draw on into the dawn of a new day. We pray for the ongoing reconciliation between people. Make us bold to name sin in our lives and unite us in the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the dawn of a new day, we lift up before you those who are living and working without paychecks. We pray for our leaders to learn to talk together, to find some common ground. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the promise of everlasting light, we pray for those who mourn and give thanks for all the saints who now rest in the brightness of God's presence. Make us confident in our worship as we reflect the light of God with eternal praise. Hear us, O God. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us always to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The table has been set, and our host, our Lord Jesus, invites you to come. So come and eat. Thank you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Like children in the arms of Jesus, receive a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Get your lights up. Get your lights up. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, glory, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. Jesus gave it to me.